Yeah. So I have got Seth back, as I promised. Seth, you are going to talk to us about the spooky season and movies, because you love movies.
Sure do.
Now, and you have got the Ritz calendar in front of you.
Of course.
Of course you have.
The best Halloween movie event, might I say.
Yes. Do they encourage, you know, fancy dress?
I thought so. Like last time, I went last year for Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I thought that they might, but I just didn't anyway because I couldn't be bothered. And I was glad to find out that most of the other people in the theater were not wearing costumes.
All right.
So,
what would you have done?
Costume
for
optional.
That?
I don't know. Well, it's like a skeleton or something. I have a really low effort skeleton costume that I purchased a couple of years ago, and whenever I can't think of anything, I just like get in that.
Yeah.
It's like the onesie from like Donnie Darko.
That
style.
And this little friend of mine who's 10, he got his Halloween costume yesterday, which I do not agree with because it's like all plastic, but it is a blow up. So it blows up. So it looks like he's got an alien eating him.
Oh, and then he's like being held on to. No, those ones are cool. They are a little plasticky, but they're
really
cool.
Plastic. And at first they had the pump, the air pump going the wrong way.
Right.
And I said to him for a joke, looks like you're going to have to wear that all day for it to pump up. You have to wear it to school. And it's like this horror on his face. Oh my God. It's like you'd be sweating.
If I got an excuse to wear my whole costume to school, that would be awesome.
All right. But back to movies. What are they kicking off with the screenings this year?
Yeah, so they're kicking off tonight, and it's a little bit of an oddball pick. They're doing a double feature of the first two Scooby-Doo movies.
Scooby-Doo?
Like the live-action ones from, like, 2003.
Oh.
Like the ones with Matthew Lillard in them, those ones.
Oh, yeah. Are they any good? I don't think I saw them.
I don't think so. I don't think they're critically acclaimed, but, you know, it might be nostalgic for
Some
people.
You know, a week out of Halloween, they've got to do the poorer versions, right?
Yeah, true. They're not starting off with the heavy hitters, let's say.
Right.
In my opinion. Maybe you love that movie.
Text in. What are the classics they've got offering?
Well, this year they're doing Texas Chainsaw again, and they've got.
Are you going to see it again?
Probably not. They've got The Shining, which you know that's
yes.
And they've also got on Halloween they've got House. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's like a Japanese movie from the 70s. It's like a real film nerd pick. And I'm excited for that screening.
Mm.
But yeah, they got a few other classics, like they got Psycho, 65th Anniversary, some other films as well. I mean, you can check the calendar. I've got it right in front of you.
what time are they, like, really late? Like 12 o'clock session, so you can sleep through the movie.
Yeah, well, it varies. Most of them start like around 9 p.m. But there's also like the more, I guess, like. Less scary ones are on during the day. Like they have Corpse Bride on at 11 a.m. and stuff like that.
Okay. I don't think I've seen that either. There's a lot that I don't usually go to horror movies.
Mm.
It's not my genre.
Yeah, fair enough. But during Halloween, you gotta.
Well, I got it. I think I've got something.
You can't be watching you can't be watching like...
I think I've got
Citizen Kane on Halloween.
No.
It's not Halloween fair.
I've got something else on, I think. But I did see Bugonia.
Oh, yes.
It was Friday.
I'm so jealous. I'm dying to see. Did you see the screening of that where you had to shave your head to get in?
No. Anyway,
we're getting off topic.
No, very off topic. So how long, what's this spooky season? How long does it last for?
Yeah, so it's kicking off tonight and it's going all the way till the 2nd of November. So even if you're busy on Halloween, they've got you for the Halloween weekend. You can go see Audition or Death Becomes Her on the 1st and the 2nd.
Mm.
And Psycho as well.
Yeah. I'm interested in House, the Japanese one.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it animated?
No, it's like, well, there's a little bit of like old school special effects that is kind of animation. But it's like, no, it's a live action film.
Okay. And is it slow? Talking about action.
No, yeah,
but Japanese movies can be a bit slow.
I would categorize it as slower. It's not really like a thrill fest. It's more like a slow burn type. It's a haunted house movie.
Okay. And how many times would you jump in your seat?
Oh, I don't know. It depends how much of a wuss you are.
Not enough jumps, huh? Well, thanks, Seth. Thank you for joining me today.